Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the David Ross Show.
Chicago!
Cubs manager David Ross on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
My expectation is for us to win ball games. I mean, like, we're going to go out and compete really hard. I think it's a fun group.
World Series hero.
And now the 1-2 pitch on the way to Ross. Swung on, hit in the air, deep center field. Back goes Davis. Back near the track, near the wall. Davis leaping, and that ball is a home run.
David Ross with Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score.
The Cubs manager, David Ross, joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Cubs and White Sox tonight over on the north side, and we've got Rossi here on the Score. Rossi, what's good, man?
Good morning, Lawrence. How we doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great. Do you think you're going to play baseball tonight?
I think so. I just got a weather update from our guy. It looks like things will, the heavy stuff's out of range and maybe some light showers, but it's going to be a little cold, a little windy, and hopefully we get it in.
When you have a day like this where the weather's kind of up in the air, what's the approach to keeping guys ready and on schedule?
Well, today it's nice when you kind of see it coming and know the weather's going to be bad. We cancel batting practice, let them come in a little bit later, let them spend time with their family. We had a nice off day yesterday. Coming back from Milwaukee, a nice win, beating Corbin Burns, and we know how good he is. So guys played good 2 days ago, and, enjoying that off day and just extending it, giving them a little bit of time, more time at home in the morning to do what they need to do to have their own personal downtime, just coming a little bit later when batting practice is canceled and knowing the field's going to be a little the tarp's going to be on and going to be a little wet.
Do you think about some of that stuff, like all the early days that you spent – like in clubhouses and where maybe you didn't necessarily need to spend that time there and that those hours could have been spent like hanging out with your kids or doing crossword puzzles or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much. I mean, you want the clubhouse, you want your work environment to be one that guys want to come to and hang out. I think the thing with the rain and some of the weather issues, it's just miserable outside. We've got so much technology and, facilities indoors, whether the beautiful weight room or cages or the pitching mounds and the bullpen and the players lounge and cafeteria, just really nice areas, the training room, obviously. All those things are super up to date, and we've got some great technology in there that the guys can monopolize their time efficiently in there. But the other thing is, like, you just don't, even as a manager and coach, you sit around a lot of times and the weather's bad and you've done all your homework, you feel prepared, you feel ready, you just sit around and either play cards or eat constantly or just get tired sitting around. So we don't want those guys doing too much of that if we can avoid it.
This is a weird question, but I mean, I guess all of us are, especially those of us that are in Chicago, are dealing with it. And you guys had a trip to Atlanta, which was good weather down there. But this has been about the strangest April that I've ever seen, and I've lived my whole life in Chicago. The sun is something that usually brings energy to people. So is it something that you have to keep in mind with players where they're playing on these gloomy days and gloomy nights?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to ever make excuses, but you also have to understand, I feel like the last homestand just was, other than that 21-run night we had, was a beautiful day at Wrigley, some of the nicest weather we probably had all season. You know, you can get over just playing constantly in this nasty weather. You know, it's part of the job. Guys go out and they compete really hard. But, yeah, you take that in consideration and understand every once in a while, well, you know, take it out of their hands, hit indoors, try to, like I said, show up a little bit later. We are not exposed to those elements all day.
Watching Marcus Stroman in his last two starts, like he's been phenomenal. And I know that he had said there were a couple of things mechanically that he didn't like. What has he done in these last two starts that he hadn't done in the starts previous?
I think it's just a consistency of ramping up, to be honest. The shortened spring training, I don't want to beat that to death, but, you know, he probably had another two starts in spring on a normal schedule. So you're a little bit not as built up and finding your rhythm in competition. I thought, you know, the ball was moving all over the place. He just didn't have his command quite yet. And he started to lock that in Atlanta, and you saw some spurts of one inning it would be there, one inning it wouldn't, whether it's against the Pirates or whenever he would start early on. And then you start to find that rhythm. You have a little bit of success, and you start to get out there and compete and be in that mode constantly. You see a performance, which I think he expects, we expect, from him that we got on Sunday in Milwaukee.
He's talked about pitch mix too, and I noticed that in the last start he threw more sliders than sinkers. When you have a pitcher that has a variety of different pitches, and you've dealt with all sorts of pitchers as their catcher, when do you know as a catcher if a guy has command? Is it as early as the bullpen, or is the bullpen something you don't even take into account when you're out there catching a guy on what pitch he's got command of that day?
I think you just continue to follow the trends, right? You want to the bullpen's going to give you an indication of what they feel good at, you know, whether they've got fastball command of the pen. I feel like the bullpen is like a batting practice. You can feel really good in batting practice as a hitter, or you can feel really crappy as a hitter. That doesn't indicate how your day is going to go when you get into competition, but it gives you a sense of like where you're at that day, and are you working on something? Are you just kind of free and easy? But the bullpen is just a little bit of a precursor to what you're going to kind of pay attention to once you get out there. If the guy can't land, if your pitcher can't land the off-speed stuff for strikes, you've got to try to hide the fastball, manipulate the fastball, and maybe you throw the off-speed stuff for chase. But if they're landing the secondary pitches for strikes and don't have command of the fastball, then you spray the fastball around a little bit, take it up, take it off the corners a little bit, maybe set up a little bit off the plate, and then you can get back into the count at any time if you feel like that stuff is still working in game. So it's all about just paying attention to each individual pitch and the confidence they have. And the great thing about Stro is that, you know, he's a veteran pitcher and knows what he wants to do. So the pitcher will also tell you a lot, like what they want to do or what they feel good with when they get into even counts, maybe a 2-2 count, 3-2 count. They start to get into certain counts, and they'll shake to the pitch that they feel most comfortable with that day. That starts to give you an indication as well.
How have your guys done with pitch comm so far?
I thought it's been a success. I mean, we still got a mixture of guys that are coming with it, using it. It seems to be a nice rhythm for guys. I think Kyle finally used it last start, where only at second base. Everybody seems to be adjusting to it. Some guys like it, some guys don't, but I think it's there and a great option, and you don't have that theory of, you know, the guy at second knows what's coming, and there seems to be a nice pace to the game to the guys that are using it.
Kyle is scheduled to pitch tomorrow against Lucas Giolito. He said that he's struggling to find rhythm. What's happening to him in those moments when he can't find rhythm?
The thing I think that he talks about the most and that we see from the side is the ball gets just a little bit flat. When he's got angle on the sinkers, sinking down underneath rather than running across the zone. You just got more room for error, and you don't have to be so fine. And then, you know, there's a couple of the balls when they do get up, guys put better swings on it, and the ball gets in the air. He's a ground ball pitcher. His last start didn't get a lot of balls on the ground. When he's right, he's getting the balls on the ground and getting guys to chase underneath. That's his strength. So just a couple of those things. You know, he's had some really good starts. I think there's, you know, probably more positives than negatives, but we want to make sure when we do have one of those days where he doesn't feel quite as good and the ball's flattening out, we need to kind of adjust off that a lot sooner than we've done so far.
Pretty dope to have Suzuki show up and end up being rookie of the month for April. How would you describe that first month for him?
It's been great. I mean, he started off on fire, obviously, National League Player of the Week, and then Rookie of the Month. I mean, this guy is a hard worker. He's calm. His swing plays in so many different against so many different pitchers. He's got real bat-to-ball skills and can command the zone, knows what he wants to swing at and stays true to that. He'll be like any other player. I think he'll have some ups and downs throughout the season and continue to adjust, but so far off to a great start. He's played great defense for us and really been a staple in our lineup that we really need right now.
You had talked to me 2 weeks ago about moving him up in the lineup, and we see him now in the two spot. Are you happy with his approach in the two spot?
Yeah, he's been good. I think I've talked to him a little bit. There's some days when we need a little more, try to stretch the lineup out when maybe some other guys maybe scuffling a little bit. And I've moved him back and forth a couple times, just trying to get back to that long lineup and making sure he's comfortable. But we'll continue to set up what's best. And Happer swing the bat really well in front of him. Wilson's off to a nice start using the whole field. We got to get the guys at the top going. Rivas is starting to swing the bat really well. So once we, you know, figure out who can be consistent and, you know, the guys that are struggling a little bit, when they work some things out and get back going, Frank's time is not quite there yet. Nick's time is not quite there. You know, some of these guys that are still finding their way, we just got to kind of move them around and try to surround them with some guys that are swinging well. Wisdom's off to a nice start, hitting homers and really carrying his last season into this year.
Happ has got 7 walks in his last 7 games, so that's easy math for me. He's averaging a walk per game. What does that open up when a player is okay with taking walks?
Well, I think that's it's hard to sustain. It's hitting so hard, Lawrence, in this game. And, you know, the great ones get paid a lot of money, and they're in there every day. When you can take your walks and not chase outside the zone, the hitting in general, it's hard to hit outside the zone. So if you're commanding the strike zone, hitting balls, swinging at pitches in the zone, you're going to have more success. When you start chasing outside of that and just trying to put bat on the ball, that's where you can get yourself in trouble. And it's hard to sustain, you know, average in this game. So taking your walks is really important to being a consistent Major League Baseball player. And I think that's what Happer's trying to be. He's picked up, I have really been impressed with his at-bats from both sides. His right-handed swing's been great this year, using off-field. He's got a homer off Max Fried the other day, you know, really locked in off a really good lefty. And then he's been playing phenomenal defense for us. So all around, a great start for Happer and been a real consistent player for us in the middle of our lineup.
Rossi, before I let you go, I had Mark DeRosa on the show a couple weeks ago. I'm glad that you giggled, because he giggled when I said your name. And so I asked him what he thinks of you. Here's what he told me.
I know David very well.
What do you think of him?
I absolutely love the guy. I mean, I'll say this about David Ross. The thing I respect most about him, obviously, is the career he's had, grinding it out, peaks and valleys of being a backup catcher and working himself into a starting catcher and being a mentor and being selfless as a manager and as a player, wanting the best for the guy next to him, even if it took kind of a tough conversation. And there's not too many guys that have the ability to tell you the honest truth, good, bad, or indifferent, and get the same reaction, whether they're telling you the greatest thing or the worst thing. He is just an absolutely awesome guy to be around.
I would agree with that. Do you think that is a fair assessment of David Ross, the manager?
Listen, I love D-Row, and I appreciate those nice words. That's so great. I think, you know, when you start judging yourself and like, that's for you guys to do. That's for the media. That's for the radio shows. That's for everybody outside.
Sweet.
I try to be myself. You know what I mean? I try to be me. I try to shoot guys straight for sure. I think the one thing that most major league players would tell you is they would just want honesty. They want truth. They want you to shoot them straight. We're at a grown men level, and everybody just wants to know where they stand. And I try to do that. I try to do that as positively as I can. Sometimes those messages, you know, have to be a little bit more stern or have a little bit more, you know, emotion behind them. But for the most part, I just want these guys are trying to make careers. They're trying to win championships for this great organization. I'm trying to do the best I can. My coaching staff works really hard. We just try to support each other and be honest with each other, love each other as much as we can, and try to go out and win ball games.
Rossi, thanks, man. I hope that you play ball tonight, and I'm looking forward to the next time we get a chance to chat.
All right, Lawrence, good to talk to you. Talk to you soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.